How to Woo a Librarian, a supernatural RPF fanfic written by Scintilla 10, read by Apple Juice. Pairing, Danielle/Genevieve, rated explicit. Summary. Genevieve is the shy librarian. Danielle comes into the library an awful lot. Genevieve had only been working at the Woodson branch for a month before she started to notice Danielle. Well, that wasn't precisely true. She'd noticed Danielle the first time she saw her step into the library in her 2-inch heels, with a copy of 100 Years of Solitude in her hands. Her red hair had been falling in silky waves across her white dress shirt, and she'd been smiling, bright and warm and sexy. She'd made Genevieve's breath catch in her throat, so loud and obvious that Jonas had looked at her and asked if she was getting a cold. No, I'm fine, Genevieve had said, flushing, and she couldn't look over to the new arrival section where Danielle was browsing for the next 10 minutes for fear of embarrassing herself further. So it was safe to say she'd noticed Danielle. What had taken a bit longer was the realization that Danielle came into the library on some sort of schedule. Genevieve only worked at the branch part-time. She was working as a library assistant while she went to school for her master's in library science. Danielle seemed to come into the branch all the time. She worked across the street at an accounting firm or something. Jonas had been annoyingly stingy on the details when Genevieve had tried to surreptitiously grill him on the subject. During almost every one of Genevieve's regular shifts, Danielle came in on her lunch hour. Sometimes she came in to pick up a book or DVD. Sometimes it was to place a hold, or pull out her laptop for a few minutes, or sit on the couches with a newspaper or magazine. Genevieve had never known anyone who came into the library that often who didn't also work there. And she was friendly with all the staff. She knew everyone's name, and loved to get their recommendations, or just chat with them about their weekends. She even brought Ranbir a gluten-free muffin on her birthday. "I can't believe she comes in practically every day," Genevieve said to Donna one day while Danielle was safely at the other end of the library, back behind the audiobooks. "Not every day," Donna said. "Usually just Mondays and Thursdays." Genevieve had paused. Those were her shifts. Well, and Friday evenings. Her heart started thumping in her chest. How long has she been coming here anyway?" she asked, as casually as she could. Donna gave her an odd look.
Probably about the time you started, sweetie."
Genevieve felt her face heat up and she turned away, pretending to focus on sorting the returns.
"Huh,"
she said, trying to make her voice sound non-committal.
"Huh, indeed," Donna said, but thankfully didn't say anything else.
Danielle never used any of the mechanical self-serve checkouts. Sometimes she would say something to Genevieve when she came up to the desk, or when they accidentally bumped into one another in the stacks. It was sometimes something innocuous about the weather, sometimes something interesting or witty about the book she was checking out. Once she complimented Genevieve's cardigan. "The color makes your green eyes look luminous," she'd said, and Genevieve had flushed and ducked her head and felt warm all the way down to her toes. And of course Genevieve paid attention to which books Danielle checked out. Her taste was impossibly eclectic, which made it all the more intriguing. Sometimes she took out classics. Once she borrowed Our Mutual Friend, but returned it after only 1 week, which made Genevieve suspect she hadn't actually read it at all. She renewed How to Be a Domestic Goddess twice, and Genevieve got irrationally jealous of whoever was benefiting from her baking. She took out biographies of romantic poets, trashy mystery novels, travel accounts of India, histories of ancient Greece, and YA urban fantasies. It all made Genevieve's head spin. She was desperate to hear what Danielle thought about every book she read. She wanted Danielle to read them to her. She wanted to pull Danielle close and wrap herself around those warm curves while Danielle spilled everything about herself in a whisper in Genevieve's ear. Genevieve knew she fit a certain stereotype. She dressed conservatively at work, her hair pulled back and with minimal makeup. She was on her feet all day, so she wore flats. She had glasses. She had an embarrassing tendency to blush at the slightest provocation, and her tongue tripped over itself more often than not. She looked and acted exactly like a shy, buttoned-up librarian, and she knew it. Whereas Danielle defied stereotypes. She was unfailingly nice and smart and funny, not to mention out-of-this-world gorgeous,
and she was clearly so far out of Genevieve's league that they weren't even in the same time zone. Besides which, Genevieve was a professional, and she was not about to start hitting on patrons, even if she could think of something to say that would sweep Daniil off her feet. There was absolutely nothing to stop her dreaming about Daniil, though, which she did, repeatedly. That Monday, Daniil came in to return a DVD. She didn't put it in the return slot like people usually did, but walked right up to the desk and slid it across the counter to Genevieve. "This one was really good," she said, smiling. She was wearing a deep red shirt that made her skin glow. Her neckline dipped just low enough to show off her stunning breasts, and her lips were distractingly pink and pouty. It took Genevieve a good minute to realize Daniil was tapping the DVD case with one long finger and looking at her expectantly. She flushed. Oh, great. She was the most unprofessional employee in the whole library. She fervently hoped Daniil hadn't caught her staring. She said, and looked blankly at the DVD. The movie was called Saving Face. Haven't seen it. You should, Daniil said. She was still smiling at Genevieve. Let me know what you think. Genevieve nodded helplessly and closed her fingers around the case. Daniil opened her pretty pink lips again, but then Mr. Baker came up to the desk with his weekly stack of paperback romances, and Daniil flashed a quick wink and walked away. Genevieve tried her best not to stare at Daniil's ass, but the skirt she was wearing was indecently tight, and anyway, dropping her gaze just meant Genevieve was ogling Daniil's long legs and her red pumps. Yeah, Genevieve was definitely the most unprofessional employee in the library, probably in the entire city. Mm-hmm, Mr. Baker said, and Genevieve went rigid, then turned as scarlet as Daniil's shoes, at the thought that he'd caught the direction of her gaze. She snatched the first book from his pile and scanned it. It's nice to see young people reading these days, he went on, and Genevieve was too wound up to even sigh in relief. She stashed Daniil's film under the desk and took it out on her own card that night. It was a very sweet movie about two women falling in love and working things out together, and Genevieve might have liked it a lot if she hadn't been continuously distracted, wondering why Daniil had recommended it to her. Had she caught Genevieve staring? Did she know Genevieve liked girls? Was she making fun of her? Was she teasing? Was she flirting? Genevieve was being ridiculous. It was probably perfectly innocent. Daniil had probably just enjoyed the film and offered a friendly recommendation. That was all. It didn't stop her sliding her fingers between her legs that night and thinking about what Daniil would look like with her legs spread, her hair spilled over the pillow, and her back arched up in pleasure. Daniil came into the library on Thursday as usual. When she walked in the door, she looked over and gave Genevieve a slow smile that made Genevieve's whole body light up. She couldn't be imagining the way Daniil was looking at her, with that flash of want in her eyes. It made Genevieve helplessly turned on, made her want to push Daniil up against the wall in plain view of everyone and kiss her until they both forgot they needed oxygen. Daniil disappeared into nonfiction, but Genevieve's brain seemed to be stuck in overdrive. She couldn't stop imagining what it would feel like to run her fingers all over Daniil's smooth golden skin. She wanted her mouth on Daniil's throat, bite at the lobe of her ear, suck on her full bottom lip. She wanted to drop to her knees and press her face between Daniil's thighs until she'd learned all the noises Daniil made when she came. Oh, God, she murmured under her breath. Hey, do you need to take a few minutes? Jenny asked in concern. You're looking a little flushed. Genevieve shook her head quickly, but a few moments later, she wished she'd taken the out, as Daniil appeared at the counter, book in hand. Daniil was just across the desk from her, close enough to touch, close enough for Genevieve to smell the citrusy scent of her shampoo. Genevieve's whole body flared, her pulse thumping rapidly under her skin. Found what I was looking for, Daniil said. She was wearing dangly earrings that made her neck look especially long and pale and lickable. Oh, Genevieve said, belatedly realizing there was a book waiting to be scanned. She picked it up automatically. Good. Something to keep me up all night, Daniil added with a smirk that was definitely edging towards lewd, and Genevieve almost swallowed her tongue. See you soon, Genevieve, she added, as she turned toward the door. The book she borrowed was a biography of Gertrude Stein, and Genevieve was not, repeat, not, going to read anything into that. Except for the fact that 2 weeks ago, Daniil had been reading Jeanette Winterson and Audre Lorde, and last week she'd borrowed the miniseries Fingersmith in season 4 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh god, Genevieve was definitely reading into that. Season 4, for all that was holy. She mumbled an apology to Ginny and stumbled down the hallway to lock herself in the staff bathroom. She splashed her face with cold water and leaned against the wall, taking in a deep, shaky breath. It couldn't be a coincidence. Danielle was taking out lesbian-themed books and movies, and she wanted Genevieve to know about them. In the end, it wasn't even a conscious decision. One moment, Genevieve was leaning unsteadily against the tiles, her skin too tight and her stomach butterflying, and the next she realized her hand was on her own breast. She cupped the warm weight of it and let her fingertip graze across her sensitive nipple. Oh, fuck. She was in the bathroom. At work. She wasn't even technically on break. She rubbed her thumb across her nipple again and felt her stomach clench and her thighs tremble. She'd never done anything like this, never even considered the possibility. She let her thumb and forefinger work her nipple together, raising it to a tight, hard bud, and letting herself believe for a moment that it was Danielle's palm kneading her tit, teasing her nipple, sending shivers down her spine. She sagged back against the wall and let her other hand drift toward the waistband of her dark gray dress pants. This was so dangerous. She should stop, she thought desperately. She didn't have to take this any further. She undid the bottom and slid her hand inside her panties, stroking her lower belly lightly, fingertips cool against her heated skin. Oh god, no, she most definitely needed to take this further. She thought of Danielle's mouth, the wicked edge to her grin, the sinful pout of her lip, the flash of her pink tongue. Genevieve just wanted to devour her, to spread Danielle out on her bed and mess up every glossy, picture-perfect inch of her. She wanted to lick every last freckle and every last dimple. Her fingertips dipped below the gentle slope of her belly. She gasped out loud as she grazed lightly over her own clit, and she pushed her fingers lower still to rub gently at the flat, pouty lips of her pussy. Her whole body tingled under the touch, like a sun's brilliant rays spreading out from her center, suffusing every inch of her with light and heat. Her legs fell open a little and her hips arched up, seeking better friction than her own hand. She rubbed herself harder, her mouth dropping open at the sensation. She dipped her fingertips inside her cunt until they came out wet and slick. She could smell herself and it made her breath come even faster. Her hand moved up to her clit again and she chased the feeling, not even trying to resist this time, not when her clit was fucking vibrating from the pressure, not when her thighs were shaking and her breath was coming in gasps and her whole body felt ready to explode with the brilliance of it. She came in a rush, nerves and body trembling, mind going white with pleasure. She sagged mindlessly against the cool wall of the bathroom, let her fingertips dance lightly over her sensitive clit for a moment, relishing the pleasurable shudders of aftershocks it sent through her. It took a few minutes for her brain to come back online. When it did, she pulled her hand out of her pants abruptly. Oh god, she just masturbated in the bathroom at work. Unprofessional didn't even begin to cover it. She looked in the mirror. There was no getting around it. She looked like she'd just had an orgasm. Her flush deepened, and she hastily pushed her pants down to her thighs to clean herself. There was nothing she could do about her panties. They were a little damp and she could smell herself on them. She hoped to god it wasn't too obvious. She washed up as best she could, fixed her hair, splashed water on her face. She still looked pink-cheeked and doe-eyed when she inspected herself in the mirror, but she thought she looked passable. No one said anything when she came back out, though Ginny gave her a sympathetic look. But Genevieve's heart didn't slow down her entire shift. It wasn't that she expected someone to accuse her of pleasuring herself at work, because who would imagine that she'd been doing such a thing? But she knew she must look guilty as sin, and she wasn't sure she could lie convincingly about a single thing at the moment. She brought herself off again in the shower that night, thinking of Danielle kneeling between her thighs, her hands threaded through Danielle's thick, gorgeous hair, her hips fucking up into Danielle's hot mouth and clever tongue. The next day, Danielle came into the library half an hour before closing. It was outside of her usual schedule, far outside the schedule. She was wearing jeans that looked like they were painted on her body, and a sparkly turquoise top that left her arms bare, and Genevieve was so stunned by the sight of Danielle in non-work clothes that she choked on her peppermint tea. Daniil's arrival was so distracting. It took Genevieve an embarrassingly long minute to remember why she'd been so grateful to have the entire weekend before she had any reason to meet Daniil's eyes again. Her face heated with a tangled-up mixture of guilt and lust, and she ducked her head. Daniil waited off to the side of the counter while Genevieve finished helping a mom and her two kids fill their backpacks with books. Daniil could easily ask Ranbir for help, Genevieve realized, her stomach twisting in knots. She was processing holds at the other end of the counter. All Daniil needed to do was clear her throat and Ranbir would turn her head and step over to help her. But she didn't. Genevieve's heartbeat was loud in her own ears. When she finished up with the mom and kids, she made herself look up and make eye contact. Daniil graced her with a brain-melting smile and walked straight toward her. "Hi," she said. Genevieve made a noise in response that she hoped qualified as hello. She gripped her mug of tea and tried to school her expression into one that did not read, "I masturbated in public to the thought of your mouth and tits just 4 yards from this very spot." The jury was out on how well she succeeded. "I don't have much of a weekend planned," Daniil said conversationally, despite the fact that she looked ready to step into a cab and go out to an expensive club. "So I figured I needed to pick something up to take to bed." Genevieve choked on thin air. "To read," Daniil added. She winked. Actually winked. Genevieve looked down automatically. The book on the table was a collection of Sappho's poetry. Her brain shorted out again. This really could not just be her imagination. Daniil leaned across the counter and Genevieve leaned in too, drawing in close like Daniil was a magnet. "Would you like to join me?" Daniil murmured. Genevieve's mouth dropped open.
You,
she stuttered. "What I'd really love to do is mess you all up in the middle of the library," Daniil said, her voice so low it was almost a thrum across Genevieve's cheek. Genevieve's breath stuttered in her throat. "I want to pull your hair down and unbutton your shirt and fuck you right here on the counter." The idea burned its way into Genevieve's brain. She whimpered. She wanted that too. She definitely wanted that. Ranbir was right behind her. Jonas was in the workroom, and there were still patrons in the library. It seemed impossible that anyone could tell what Daniil was saying, but they were still there, and Daniil was smirking, wetting her bottom lip with her tongue, and Genevieve was about to fall to pieces, right in front of her coworkers and everyone. "We closed in 15 minutes, she found herself saying. "You could stick around." Daniil's eyebrows shot up. Then her eyes went dark and smoldery, and her smirk widened. "Yeah?" she said. Genevieve dragged her gaze away from Daniil's mouth. Yeah, she said. "I'll have to, meet you outside, on the corner. And then we can, come inside," Daniil said. She was grinning wickedly. Genevieve swallowed. She looked down at the counter and then flicked her gaze back up to Daniil's face. "The back door," she clarified. "Oh, I like any door you like," Daniil said, and Genevieve felt her face flame. "Hey, everything okay?" Ranbir asked. She didn't sound concerned or anything, but she was right behind Genevieve, and Genevieve had just been eye-fucking a patron for all she was worth and making secret assignations.
Yeah, of course," she said, straightening quickly.
Daniil straightened too, slower, and then stepped back and smiled. "See you soon," she said. The next 15 minutes seemed to stretch out for an agonizingly long time. The patrons took forever to leave. One woman wanted to take out a whole pile of books at 9:02. Jonas forgot to turn off the light at the back of the workroom and had to go back. But finally, they made it out the back door, door locked and alarm set, and Genevieve waited until they rounded the corner of the building before she stopped abruptly. She pretended she'd left her phone behind and made her excuses for going back in to get it. Jonas offered to stay while she went and retrieved it, but Genevieve waved him off, smiling with what she hoped was sincerity. She waited a few minutes until she couldn't hear their footsteps or their voices. She couldn't hear anything. There was no movement. Maybe Daniil had given up or changed her mind. Maybe Genevieve had misunderstood. But there she was, stepping out from around the darkened corner. Genevieve's heart turned over in her chest and she shivered. She unlocked the door, punched in the alarm, and within minutes they were standing next to one another, locked inside the dark and empty library. It's different after everyone's gone home, Genevieve said uncertainly. Daniil turned to smile at her. She had the most toe-curlingly good smiles Genevieve had ever seen. I like it, she said, and backed Genevieve up against the high wooden counter of the front desk. Yeah, Genevieve said breathlessly. Her hands went automatically to Daniil's hips, and she dared to let her fingers push under the fabric of Daniil's shirt to touch her hot skin. Daniil's eyes widened a little and then crinkled at the edges into a smile. Genevieve couldn't make out the color of her eyes in the darkness, and she was hit with a sudden pang to gaze into them when there wasn't a circulation desk between them. Next time, she thought. Suddenly, she was pretty damn confident there was going to be a next time. Speaking of circulation desks, Daniil was pressing her into it, one hand on Genevieve's waist, the other reaching up to curl into her hair. In case you missed it, I like you, Daniil said, her thumb brushing lightly over Genevieve's cheekbone. She leaned in carefully, as if she thought Genevieve might want to back out at the last moment. The thought made something flip in Genevieve's chest, and she tilted her head and pressed her lips against Daniil's, fierce and sure and confident. She might be a shy librarian, but she knew how to kiss, thank you very much. Daniil made a startled noise, but then she was kissing back, her breath hot and eager in Genevieve's mouth. She tasted like cherry lip balm, and Genevieve didn't even like cherries that much, but she was changing her mind fast. On Daniil's lips, cherries tasted perfect. They tasted like summer and sweetness and heat and sex, and Genevieve couldn't get enough. She opened her mouth on a moan, and Daniil took the invitation to fuck her tongue inside. That pulled another moan out of her throat, and the kiss turned dirty in an instant, hot and desperate, sucking lips and panting breath and dragging tongues. When Daniil pulled back a little to press licks and kisses along her jaw, Genevieve gave in to the temptation that had been lingering in her brain from the moment she saw Daniil walk into the library. Her right hand stroked at Daniil's side and moved to gently cover Daniil's breast. Daniil pushed into it, easy and eager, and Genevieve spread her fingers and massaged the warm, heavy weight of it. Daniil's bra felt thick under her hand, and Genevieve urgently wanted to tear off Daniil's clothes and discover every piece of that warm skin with her mouth. In case it wasn't obvious, she whispered breathlessly in Daniil's ear, I like you too. Daniil let out a laugh and pushed her thigh between Genevieve's legs. Genevieve gasped and arched into the pressure before letting herself grind down onto Daniil's denim-covered thigh. It wasn't immediately apparent, Daniil said, and it took Genevieve a moment to realize what she meant. You're hard to read sometimes, you know, and I was trying to be more subtle than renting all 6 seasons of The L Word at once and shouting, I'm a lesbian, will you date me? At the top of my lungs. Genevieve privately thought that the way she blushed a bright red made her pretty damn easy to read. But on the other hand, her lack of appreciable conversation had probably not given Daniil much to go on. Daniil was apparently very, very persistent. Or very, very interested. And that thought made Genevieve flush, right on cue. You think, she started, and then whimpered when Daniil licked behind her ear. You think Sappho is subtle? Daniil pulled back and grinned at her. I was getting desperate. Genevieve smiled back happily. Then, when Daniil bent her head to Genevieve's throat again, she let her left hand settle heavily on the back of Daniil's thigh, just below the tempting curve of her ass, and pulled them tightly together. She rubbed her thumb over Daniil's peaked nipple, and Daniil let out a rough gasping noise into Genevieve's neck. Do you object to a couch? Genevieve said breathlessly. Is said couch nearby? Daniil said. Because I can tell you, I'm not interested in anything that doesn't involve getting naked in the next 2 minutes. Genevieve shivered and nodded to the couches by the magazine rack. Daniil followed her gaze, and it took them barely any time at all to stumble over to it, and for Genevieve to find herself topless and braless, pressed into the cushions under Daniil and making out like their lives depended on it. This was definitely crazy, Genevieve thought. This was, after all, her place of employment. She was going to have to come to work on Monday and pretend Daniil hadn't stuck her tongue in Genevieve's throat at the front desk or slid her hand up Genevieve's thigh and under her skirt. Oh God, Genevieve didn't care. As long as Daniil kept touching her, she didn't care if the entire library staff walked in on them right this very moment. Genevieve lifted her hips to help Daniil ruck her skirt up to her waist. Daniil palmed her breast gently and slid down to press her cheek to Genevieve's bare thigh. Oh God. Genevieve moaned. She felt lit up from the inside, as if every touch of Daniil's hands were feeding the light and heat burning up inside of her. She took a deep breath.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, she said. But, did you actually read our mutual friend?
Daniil paused and tilted her head to look up at Genevieve. The light from the streetlights outside still wasn't good enough for Genevieve to properly make out Daniil's eyes.
Of course I read it, she said. Her breath ghosted across Genevieve's thighs and Genevieve trembled. It was just, you only borrowed it for 1 week, Genevieve said weakly, so I wondered.
Daniil's smile this time was a slow one, deep and full of promise. It made Genevieve's breath catch. She pressed her lips against Genevieve's inner thigh, her breath hot on the soft skin there. She dropped another kiss, this one closer to where Genevieve was aching to feel her.
I heard you say you liked Dickens one day, she said, her voice so quiet Genevieve wasn't sure she'd heard her. Then she was spreading Genevieve's legs and hooking her thumbs under the legs of her underwear to pull the fabric taut. She mouthed over Genevieve's wetter-by-the-moment panties, and Genevieve's body went molten with heat, her hips pushing up helplessly, her spine arching. Daniil's mouth was hot and amazing and it wasn't enough. The drag of the cotton against the lips of her pussy and her clit was a brutal tease. She whined and thrust her hand into Daniil's silky hair to tug her head up, wiggling desperately underneath her until she had her underwear down to mid-thigh.
Please, she said. Daniil had her panties stripped off in one moment, and in the next moment, her tongue was licking wet and hot and bare against Genevieve's cunt. Daniil moaned, and Genevieve could feel the vibration spiral through her at an impossible speed. She tangled her fingers harder into Daniil's hair and tried to spread her legs wider, trying to let Daniil know she could have everything. Daniil took the hint and slid two fingers deep inside Genevieve, laving her tongue again and again against Genevieve's swollen lips and sucking mercilessly at her clit. Genevieve shuddered, feeling her orgasm coiling in her belly, in her thighs, in her cunt. Her whole body was trembling, attuned to the perfect rhythm and pressure of Daniil's fingers and lips and tongue. She came in the next instant, arching into Daniil's perfect, perfect mouth. Daniil withdrew her fingers and kissed Genevieve's belly softly. Genevieve shivered and tugged at her mindlessly until she slid up Genevieve's body, her lips hovering just over Genevieve's. Hi, she said, smiling. And Genevieve's heart thumped, and she pulled Daniil down so their tits were pushed together, the fabric of Daniil's shirt rough on Genevieve's sensitive nipples. Oh yeah, she definitely needed to do something about how many clothes Daniil was wearing. Genevieve could taste herself on Daniil's tongue and lips, and she made a noise into Daniil's mouth, her body twitching a little at how hot that was. She got Daniil's shirt and bra off in record time, cupping those gorgeous tits and flicking her thumb over Daniil's pink-tipped nipples. Daniil's breath came faster as she went all malleable in Genevieve's hands, so Genevieve pushed her until she was sprawled half sitting on the couch, and Genevieve climbed on top of her. Jen, Daniil said, her eyes wide, and Genevieve didn't even mind the nickname, not when Daniil was looking at her with that expression on her face. She leaned down to kiss her, fucking her tongue into Daniil's mouth until she heard Daniil moan. She brought Daniil off with her mouth closed over Daniil's nipple and her fingers working Daniil's clit. Daniil was sprawled dazily under her on the couch, looking half-stunned, and Genevieve smiled and bent gently down on the top pink nipple. Then she tucked her face into Daniil's neck, looking at the hot skin there.
I did not picture today turning out like this, Daniil said quietly, her breath still uneven.
That was an understatement. Genevieve smiled.
Me neither. Not that I'm complaining, Daniil added quickly.
Genevieve was still wearing her skirt, crumpled around her waist, but nothing else. Daniil was naked except for her lacy underwear, which was tangled around her right foot. They were in the library, Genevieve thought, with an edge of hysteria, and she started to laugh. What's funny, Daniil said, and Genevieve loved the way her lips curved upwards. There was too much bursting in her chest to really explain, so instead she said, I really want to take you home right now. Daniil kissed her, her lips soft and warm and sweet on Genevieve's. They didn't taste like cherry lip balm anymore, but Genevieve thought this was even better. In case you couldn't tell, Daniil said when she pulled back,
That was a yes. The end.